Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
The joy of becoming. When I first saw the assigned topic, I was delighted. It emphasizes and highlights that ongoing unfolding that is our life in human form. The goal is each day to be a little bit better than we were the day before. When asked how our spiritual journey is going, we often respond, "I'm a work in progress." That sounds pretty good. Not too arrogant, not too humble, just right. I am a work in progress. As I continued to explore the topic, the joy of becoming, I began to notice its shadow side. If I am becoming something, that means I'm not there yet. There's room for improvement. Eventually, I'll get it right. It means that I'm constantly working to get better, to be more. I'll be the first to acknowledge the benefits of this perspective, that I am a work in progress in the flow of becoming. I can feel proud of myself. I am becoming better and better each and every day. Look how enlightened I am slowly becoming. And when I slip up, well, I'm just a work in progress. There's a sneaky benefit, too. Perhaps you've noticed it. When we're constantly on the go, busily doing things, we don't pay attention to our feelings, to those bumps in the road. We tend to ignore them because we've got things to do. I'll think about that when things aren't so busy. And have you noticed? That quieter time seems never to come. I invite you to stop for a moment and bring to mind something you're working on, an element of your personal work in progress. Feel the energy, the striving, the forward momentum or stuckness. Notice how your project contributes to your self-esteem or your self-judgment. Now take a deep breath, open your eyes, and without whacking your neighbor, just kind of shake off all those feelings. Let's now experience an alternative to striving to be better all the time. In January, Lunchtime Learning focuses on the book of the month, Mary O'Malley's What's in the Way is the Way, which is in the bookstore if you're curious. We will explore what being okay and the joy of being fully present feel like. Wednesdays at noon. Gently close your eyes and settle into the stillness within. Now again, a bit of practice. Take in these words from O'Malley's book. Imagine a day when everything was okay. Not just okay, but really okay. You may have just fallen in love or received something you wanted for a long time. Or maybe you're on vacation with no pressures, lying on a beach in deep contentment. Allow the images of your okay day to fill you up. Go for the gusto. Let in that okayness. Let it flood your mind, your body, and your heart. Now, notice what you are experiencing as you use your imagination to open up to the joy of everything being okay. In your mind, there's probably a sense that nothing needs to be any different than it is. In your body, there is likely an experience of deep relaxation that allows for the glow of joy. Your heart is open, spacious, and light. Ah. Be in that okayness. Breathe. Rest. Be. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Here. Now. As you are ready, take another deep breath in and come back into the service. The idea of being in this moment and experiencing it, not judging it, has been a persistent theme for me for several months now. One element of this different awareness comes from my experience of the pandemic. Perhaps you've noticed it as well. I remember back when it started, we kept talking about when the pandemic will be over, maybe in another couple of weeks, maybe in the third quarter, maybe in the fall. And here we are in 2021, the end of 2021, still in the pandemic. What I've learned through that experience is that we can't be in control of what's coming. Remember when in the spring of this year we were all excited that by May we would be fully back open again? And then suddenly out of nowhere came Delta, and all those ideas and opportunities disappeared. All I can know for sure is what is happening in this moment. When I disappear into longing for something past, or knowing that in the future I'll be happy when, I'm not here. I'm not present. In some odd way, I'm not really alive. A few months ago, I unexpectedly had a completely open morning. No center obligations, no family obligations. For some miraculous reason, I decided to do a little body scan rather than quickly get busy with my free time. I settled into stillness and noticed that there was something stuck in my chest, something that wanted attention. I got curious about it. What was it? What was going on? That led to my creating two lists. The first one was quite easy. What do I love doing? And I wrote out my list. The second one was a little harder, so I had to exaggerate it. What do I hate doing? And then I let my inner child have a temper tantrum. The result was I noticed that much of what I was doing unconsciously, out of expectations, out of routine, even out of that little buzz that we sometimes get when we are recognized for what we're doing by other people. That's a whole nother talk. Maybe we'll do that next year. I recently listened to Ram Dass talk to a business audience. It was a powerful reminder of the importance of pausing in our busyness to experience what's actually happening in our lives. Ram Dass made the following observation. In his experience, business people at the beginning of a new project are excited and engaged, whether they're making pizza, designing an app, consulting with CEOs. I'm turning this off because I can hear the buzz. They're putting it over there. Then as things go along and they become more and more routine, it's no longer fulfilling. It's no longer exciting. Following the cultural myth that success means working harder, working more, that's how you get to success, they don't pause. These doers keep doing more and more and more and more, still not finding that sweet spot where at the beginning of the work they were excited and engaged. They haven't taken time to notice how they're feeling about what they're doing. According to Ram Dass, eventually they get to the point where they decide, this working harder and harder isn't making it for me. What if I get more stuff? When I have a new racy car, a 5-star vacation, a fantastic new home, maybe then I'll be happy. We do that same thing too. What is required to address that empty sense, that stuckness in the chest, is we need to be vulnerable. We need to notice what's going on, possibly to address fears. It requires setting aside cultural norms and expectations. This is big work. The reward, however, is being more fully alive. I'm glad I had this time to focus on what sings my heart, my feelings, my experiences. There's a wondrous sense of spaciousness and freedom, moment to moment. This exploration led me to focus more on education in the coming year. I'm excited to work with our education team to deepen our community's understanding of the teachings of Science of Mind in ways that also connect us to one another. And as a bonus, in January, I get to teach one of my favorite topics, Jesus, the man and his teachings. You're welcome to join me if that intrigues you. Another element of being becoming, that is, being attractive as yourself, it's essential to let go of comparison, expectation, and self-judgment. I am going to do this. There. I have been blessed to be part of my grandchildren's lives since they were born. When Dylan, the older grand, was about 6 months old, I went into the bookstore and bought a wall hanging. The wall hanging says, "When you judge others, you have no time to love them." I bought it because my daughter told me in very clear, certain terms that I had absolutely no business judging how she and her wife parented their children. I couldn't even let these little judgments float through my head. I was welcome to continue judging, but not in her home. Thankfully, her demand led me into a very powerful practice of releasing judgment and appreciating our family just the way it is. I'm not yet doing it just the way I want to do it all the time, but I'm doing it well enough. Recently, I realized there's another version of Mother Teresa's statement that is at least as powerful for me as the original. When you judge yourself, you have no time to love yourself. Let me say that again. When you judge yourself, you have no time to love yourself. When you identify as a work in progress, you imply that you are less than you could be. If instead you recognize that as a divine expression, you are whole, perfect, and complete, love and acceptance flow easily, without conditions. Ernest Holmes said it beautifully in the Science of Mind textbook. It is not enough to say there is one life and that life is God. We must complete this statement by saying, that life is my life now, because we must couple this life with ours in order to express it. We are not becoming this life, but are now in and of this life. There is no other life. God is not becoming, God is. God is not growing, God is complete. God is not trying to find out something. God already knows. We are not becoming this life, but are now in and of this life. We are already complete, whole, and perfect. We are not works in progress, striving for perfection. We are already there, unconditionally loved by Spirit as we experience this human form. Unconditionally loved. No exceptions. This is not to say that life as a human being is a cakewalk. Some of you remember that I had a stroke 5 years ago while hiking in the Sierras. It was an odd stroke that left me fully conscious and alert despite my stumbling about like a drunken sailor. Because I had spent the previous 6 days in the awe of wonder of that magnificent scenery, I was not afraid. I trusted whatever the heck Spirit was up to, it would sort it out. I didn't need to worry about it. As I was sitting by the side of the trail waiting to see what would happen next, I remembered hearing Spirit's rumbling inner laughter, saying, "You humans really don't get what perfect, whole, and complete mean. We see it all through our human eyes, through what we imagine it should be. And that's not it at all. There is nothing that is not perfect, whole, and complete, exactly as it is." Here's Ernest Holmes again, this time from my favorite Holmes book, This Thing Called You. "There is a pattern of perfection at the center of your being, which has never been touched by disease or misfortune. Your intellect senses this through intuition. Your imagination feels it by divine right. Your inner consciousness knows it through faith. What you are trying to do is awaken your whole being to spiritual awareness." Let's review what I've been saying thus far as we recognize what we already are. First, your life experiences come from your thoughts, your stories about the world. Are you striving to be better? Are you relishing the perfection you already are? What you think matters. It creates your experiences of life. Look through a filter of nothing ever works, and that's what you see. Try on a filter, Spirit's got this, and experience the wonder and joy of life. Second, this moment now is all we have. The more we are present to what is, are curious about it and notice it, the more rich and alive we are, even in the midst of challenging human experience. In the past, when I heard Rumi's poem about meeting someone in a field beyond right doing and wrong doing, I imagined it meant I would not judge the other person or label their actions. Now I sense a deeper meaning. There is a field that is the direct experience of life, capital L, life. There are no filters of judgment, expectation, right or wrong. Pure, present awareness. That field is the gift of being fully present, being in the allness of life. This next note is really the first and most important step. Love and accept yourself without judgment. You are complete, whole, and perfect, just the way you are. Remember Spirit's chuckle in the aftermath of my stroke, that we imagine what perfect is supposed to look like, when in fact we humans often don't have a clue. It's all perfect. By the way, you may have noticed now and then I change up the order of the phrase whole, perfect, and complete. That keeps the phrase alive rather than just kind of rattling it off as one of those things we say all the time. You might want to try it yourself. And a final point. Trust and know that Spirit is supporting you with love, creativity, and so much more than your wildest imaginings. Open your heart and mind to what is always present. So, how to be present to what is? Not blocking life with learned filters or judgments. Here are a few things I've noticed. Value yourself for what and who you are, not what you do or other people's opinions of you. Settle into that place of okayness without making it another self-improvement project. Pause and breathe. Be present to life in all its depth and variety. Here are a couple of tools that I have found helpful. A practice and a mantra. Experiment with them, make them your own if they resonate with you. First, the practice. Find a few minutes, maybe 3 or 4, sometime during the day when you will not be interrupted, and settle into the stillness. Take a breath or two, and then consider one of your gifts, something that you appreciate about yourself. And fill in this sentence, I am. Not figuring it out, but listening for what bubbles up. Breathe into the answer for a bit, then let it go. And again, I am. Do this a few times until you feel complete. And take a breath or two with gratitude and go on about your day. The mantra is one I've shared before. It was given to me many years ago. Love, trust, let go, be. I invite you to mindfully say each word, letting it settle in before moving on to the next. You may say it once or more times. When you are complete, sit for a bit in the stillness, then again with gratitude, go about your day. Remember, you are uniquely, perfectly yourself. You are not becoming something. You are now your whole, beautiful self. how becomingly wondrous you are. Let's ground this with prayer, if you will join me. Love, trust, let go, be. Present to the wonder, the allness, the infinity of life. Its power, its grace, its wisdom, its creativity, its love. That which goes by many different names, each of them meaningful and powerful in its moment. As I recognize this infinite and intimate presence, I know it is expressing in, through, and as me perfectly in every moment, in every breath, in every action, in every thought. As I know that for myself, I know that for everyone hearing these words, perfect, whole, and complete, just as we are, from the moment of our arising, we are here. Knowing this, I know this for each one. I celebrate this truth. I appreciate the richness and the grace and the ease that it brings forward in life. I know it is always present, just a breath away. And so I bless it. I am aware of deep gratitude and celebration that this is how life is. I release this word, knowing it so, and so it is.